listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA, okay, I just have my guest writing to me, what floor? And I need to write floor fourth, because she's coming. Okay, now we are ready to go. Accent On with Ilona Europa, and I have amazing guest today in the studio with me. I'm so excited. Every Monday, we have people with an accent, or we have people without accent, which means American accent, or we have also artists, songwriters, and painters, and doctors, and non-profits, and unusual multi-levels, and business people. I am so excited because this is like school of life for me, and whoever knows Ilona Europa probably knows that Ilona Europa loves to learn, and sometimes I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I am always willing to learn. Okay, then. Hi, my cutie.
Hello,
I have
Ilona.
Two beautiful ladies, and one is really young and gorgeous. I'm young and gorgeous too, I think. And Isa is very young and very gorgeous. But again, let's start maybe from my gorgeous Gloria Sol.
Gloria Sol. Hi, everyone. Oh, how's everybody doing?
Listen to her accent. Can you say again your name?
My accent, Gloria Sol.
Gloria Sol. I just love it. I will call her Gloria Sol. That
there
was
you
the
go.
Polish accent, European history.
Beautiful.
Okay. Isa.
My name is Isa, and I've known Ilona for a while. Thank you for having us today.
You know what? You are born in L.A., but your roots and your involvement with part of the world music that we'll be talking about, because you're like Spanish-speaking, Latin music.
Industry.
And, oh, my gosh. And we met, like, I think 8 years ago, and we from time to time write to each other. And today, many, many years later, I saw her, and she looks better than many years ago. Something is good in here. In LA, that I think we are looking better than worse. I like that, girls.
Yes.
Okay, Gloria. Okay, I will be having one more guest, and I'm waiting for Brenda Small. She's the president of Gift of Life International Los Angeles chapter. I think she will be coming with Delaney, her daughter, who probably will be sitting in the corner, and are just coming up on a very slow elevator, but they will come here, maybe interrupt our conversation. Yes, and I just love this organization. I was working with Brenda Small for many, many years, raising money for children from El Salvador who have heart problems, and we were raising, I will say, a lot of money, and we were able to bring to life many, many children. And now Brenda Small is doing even her job on a bigger scale, and I am there to help her always, and hopefully we'll be hearing more and more what she's doing. And I cannot wait, because we had 3 months of break, and Brenda is coming. Where is Delaney? I brought her chair here, her daughter, the cute daughter, who really everything happened like that, because she, this tiny little beautiful girl, had problem with heart, and that's where I found out. You know, yes, come on, Delaney, come on, a beautiful girl. She is amazing. This Brenda Small has 3 girls, and all of them are singers, and that's how I met Brenda. But when I met Delaney, she was, I think, 5 years old or 6 years old, and she also was singing. Now she's much older. And you know what? You can sit. You can take. They stole your chair? Or go on the floor somewhere. Okay, Delaney, all with mommy on her hands. Anyway, fact is that Delaney had some issues with heart, and I think Brenda will explain us a little bit more. And what I say that when Delaney was 5 or 6 years old, I got this big contract from Sony asking me to produce Loop Labor with children voices. I am coaching a lot of talents. Then I had like 16 gorgeous young singers, and the youngest was Delaney, and she came to the studio, this tiny little girl, to be big studio. She gave us everything what I wanted, and the biggest problem I had with my students to ask them to sing badly, because also Loop Library required singing not so nicely, and my all students were perfect, and they wanted like that, voices like that, you know. And none of my students wanted to sing badly, and I don't know if you even remember, Delaney. Do you remember? Do you remember this time in the studio?
Well, I have a picture of it, and I sort of remember.
You sort of remembered. You were amazing. I have you on a picture on this stool. You were standing, you know, because we were so tiny, delivering like pro. I just love you. And two of your sister, of course, I love them too. Anyway, coming back to big singers, because, you know, Ilona Europa loves to talk, but we have amazing singer with us. And again, Gloria Sol.
Gloria Sol.
Gloria, you need to start explaining us who is a Gloria and where did you came from, and explain us, what are you singing? Because I think you had a hot corner of market in your hands, and I feel it. You will be running for some great awards and great, amazing amount of people who will fall in love with you, if not already.
Right. Hopefully.
hopefully this will happen. You got a microphone attached to
a microphone on my arm, yes.
Okay, Delaney, let's not do that, but we love that. Yeah. That looks so cool. So cool. You know what you can do? From time to time, you can put some bling bling
some
and
bling,
glue them.
Bling. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes,
yeah,
on
yeah,
a
when
stage,
I perform, I'm going to do
on
that.
On a stage, crystals.
Yeah.
Gosh,
that's
lady.
That's a good idea. See?
That's a very good idea.
Thank
okay,
you.
$5 million.
Thank
okay.
For the nice idea. Very expensive idea.
Or 15% from the agent, you know, who said this. Sweetie, you need to tell me who are you? Because I read your bio, and your bio is pretty serious, and it's almost scary way how smart you are and how beautiful singer you are. But it's two of yous. One is professional and one the big artist. Who?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not saying nothing. Now you say.
You know, I come from L.A., born and raised L.A. I started singing when I was 9. I started with English, R&B, and that was my love. I got in all choirs, and then I started meeting people from the hip-hop scene, started doing hooks for them, and I started with that.
And we can find and listen to you. I went to YouTube, and I was, like, checking you out, and I'm like, wow, this girl can do all. You know, it's a very cool, I know what you will be doing here, but I think you can do everything.
Yes,
know?
Yes, I have that voice.
You have that voice.
So now we decided to do Mexican regional, banda. Yeah. It's a big market.
Is a big market.
Huge market.
Whose idea it was?
Actually, it was mine. I decided to get into it because I've always been able to sing mariachi.
Okay.
So then I decided to get into that. And things are rolling more now.
Oh, I think I have amazing contact for you, too. There's number one DJ on LA radio who is doing, you know, mostly mariachi market. And wow. Yes, I do. I have a very good friend for you. And oh, gosh, I'll put you together with her. And she was in a show, too. Chica Baby. Chica? This is...
Chiqui.
Chiqui's Baby.
Oh. Yeah, she's a radio station,
right? She's my friend. Very good friend. Okay, she was in book with me. You know, a very important book about business and ladies in business and stuff like that. And what can I say? Very good, very ambitious, beautiful lady. She will love you.
Yeah, she is beautiful.
Then this was your idea. And, you know, I'm not asking how old are you. You are very, very young. And you also are studying and you are studying professionally.
Yes, I actually already graduated college. Criminal justice major.
Repeat.
Criminal justice major.
How these two things can go hand in hand?
You know what? I just, criminal justice is my backup plan. I have to have an education. You know, you never know how things
but
are going to
roll. But that's a very cool education. Yeah. And I know that you want to work with children
with
in
children.
Travel.
Yes, with children, you know, at-risk youth. Growing up in L.A., it's not easy. You know, you see a lot, you know, children getting lost, you know, drugs and gangs and everything. So I always decided to go the different route.
Will you be going on the street in disguise? Because you cannot look like that. You're just so gorgeous. Everybody who wants to do bad things will go and say, oh, I want to follow her.
You know what? That's funny. But I always wanted to help you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So.
And you will find a way to do that. We have, of course, Brenda. Hi, Brenda Small.
Hi.
Yeah, she's the president of Gift of Life International LA chapter. Did I introduce you well?
Yes,
right way,
fine.
Because the titles are not my specialty, but sometimes I'm putting them in a head. I know, like I said before, we worked with Brenda many, many years ago on Music for Heart, and now she got, I don't know, this is like big promotion in a way, and bigger market, and I don't know how to call this, bigger place. World is your place right now, not only El Salvador. Mm-hmm. Yes, now you are dealing with children, you are helping children all around the world. Hundreds, how many countries? 160?
We have 67 countries across 5 continents right now.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, before we start talking more about music and songs, we need to start playing something. And I have an accent, and I'll be trying to say in Spanish, and this is Atrévete.
Atrévete sounds perfect.
Atrévete. This is the accent?
It's what, beautiful.
What does this mean?
Dare you. Like, I'm challenging
you. How dare you?
No, like, I dare you. Like, I'm challenging.
Oh, you're challenging. I saw the video.
You've seen the video, yes.
I saw the video, and I got a little messed up, you know, and because one was beautiful video also on YouTube,
full
of your gorgeous pictures,
Thank
and I'm
you.
Like, ah, she's so gorgeous, I'll do that.
Thank
and
you.
I see, no, you sent me another,
the
Isa,
actual video. Yeah, we haven't dropped that one. I'm glad you've seen it.
I stole from your website, I think.
Yeah, that, really? No, I am.
Somebody posted.
No, not the actual video.
Yes, I did. I stole. I shared today from something.
Maybe it was just a song. With
okay, I'll prove you from something because we'll okay. see where I hope I didn't do something.
No, don't worry
early.
About it. No, don't worry. About
okay,
it.
It's a premiere. I loved it. It's not only one premiere.
We
have
you.
So, and people know. I have so amazing artists premiering the songs on Accent On. We have great, great singer from UK. We have you go through history of Accent on LA Talk radio page, Monday, Channel 1. You just go and look down, and we have so many good music played every week. Right now, we'll give Gloria Soul. Her, the bestest, the biggest, the nicest, the, I hope, the bestest premiere in the world.
Yes.
Okay, let's play.
Sospecho que tienes a otra. Sospecho que besas su boca. Sospecho que piensas en
awesome.
I want to dance. I want to dance. You know, this music, even when we'll be sad song, will be a very melodramatic song, always yes. makes me feel like you're supposed to have somebody close to you and just
dance.
Hug them or dance. What is the song about?
This is about I Dare You to Tell Me the Truth. She's actually suspecting that he's cheating. You know, he's cold. You know, the typical feelings of a man. So she's telling him, like, I dare you. I dare you to tell me the truth. I dare you to step up and tell me.
Who wrote this song?
Leticia Asensio. I'm working with her. Cindy Ortega and Javier Ceja. So it's
very
three
nice.
Writers, very talented.
Wonderful. I think I became friend with Leticia.
She wrote
something
awesome
really
person.
Nice, and I just looked into her page. Hello,
yes.
girl, and
Hi,
congratulations. Oh, yes. I love the arrangement. I love the production. I love your vocals.
Thank you.
And you must be amazing on the stage. I cannot wait one day to see you live
yes,
performing.
You'll be there. You will
Maybe
be there.
We'll be raising money for Gift of Life
of
International for LA Chapter or for whatever Brenda Small of wants course. From us. We'll be helping children who need us. Okay, let's talk a little bit about your manager, who is pretty quiet, but I think this is only in the studio because probably, and I know her, outside of the studio, Isa is full of energy. I think I have more energy that she has, but I really think she is, I will say, smart, very much, maybe smarter than me in certain
you,
part
Lena.
Of life, the business for sure. Isa.
Yes.
Your journey from being a really great musician, songwriter, then producer, then businesswoman. I am really excited for you.
Thank
First,
you.
Because I think that if we do not develop our talents, our abilities, I'm talking ladies, women, we are staying in a place which means we are moving backwards. And I know a lot of my friends who just decided to just not do anything more in life. And I know you and me, and I know Brenda. We always are challenging ourselves to something new. I would love you to tell us a little bit about your life, because it's pretty impressive, okay?
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
then you take
no,
it
I mean,
from
I...
here and just explain us. Who is Isa Wilson?
I started on the creative side of music. I was a songwriter. I had, you know, my own project, my own band. I was a true artist. And I evolved, though. I didn't stay there. I just kept evolving. I got into production, and which eventually led me more to the business side. And I worked at record companies, music management companies, et cetera. I worked here in L.A., went to Las Vegas, did a lot of bookings for the casinos, and just went forward and forward and finally launched my own entertainment company. IsaEntertainment.com is the website. The reason I'm here is to visit Ilona, but also I wanted to bring Gloria Sol here. Gloria.
Something great will happen because of that. But Isa, ISSA.
That's correct. Yeah, ISSA. Entertainment.com.
Check
it out. Gloria Sol is one of the artists I'm working with. She's in the regional Mexican market, which is huge, and she's up and coming. That single that we just heard, that song Atrévete, just got released last week on iTunes, so it's available for download now. More will be coming soon, and full length album will be coming
How
out.
How did you find her?
Through Leticia Asensio.
Hi, Leticia again. Yeah. You have some magic touch. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Leticia is brilliant. She's a songwriter. She develops new up-and-coming artists. Her company's called LA Music Box. She's been in LA. I'm going to have her here on your show.
I would love
yes,
that.
Yes, for sure.
I love the way how she posts stuff on Facebook. It's very cool and very business, but very I understood everything what she says. It's just smart.
Yeah.
I like the short,
she's great.
Smart to
she's
the point,
great.
And obviously she's a great producer.
Yes.
It was really lovely to hear.
So Leticia brought Gloria Sol, put us together, and so we just started working together. And so I will be updating you with performance dates and developments on her
and
career.
You can always call in.
Yeah.
Call into the studio. I will give you a number. If it's something exciting, all the people who are on the accent on there are our family, and we want to know what's happened, and we want to promote. We want to just
Absolutely.
Spread the news.
And for
and
now,
some.
Check out Gloria Sol's official Facebook page, which is...
Yeah, Gloria Sol Oficial, O-F-I-C-I-L in Spanish.
Oh, my gosh. Accented.
Oh, well, we also were working on the actual website, and it's also Gloria Sol Oficial.
Your pictures are great.
.com.
Again, could you repeat because I went,
It's gloriasoloficial.com.
Okay. Wonderful.
Spanish. And Facebook is the same.
Same thing.
Yeah. And obviously, please go to Accent On. We have all links to Gloria. And also, we'll be posting whole show for everybody, anybody to listen or streaming or just download anytime when they feel like, from iTunes, from Stitchers, and from, of course, LA Talk Radio on the Accent On page. Okay? Then we have one more gorgeous song from
you. One more song.
And we would love to also know a little bit who is making your pictures. You have very beautiful pictures. And obviously, you are very pretty.
Thank you. Who
is doing your makeup? What are you eating to look like that? How much you are exercising? Because you are looking like that, as we all want to know. We can hate you or love you. If you give us good advice, we'll love you. If you don't, we'll say, you know, when you see pictures of her, we hate her, all these ladies. We want to love you. You need to give us some nice little, point, what to do to look like you.
Well, I do my own makeup.
Okay.
My own makeup. I go to YouTube. You could just go to YouTube.
That's what my daughter Natasha is doing. She's learning.
You will learn on YouTube.
But yeah, if I pick the wrong things for me, then I will look like clown, and YouTube maybe will not work for me. You pick something good, some good advices. Okay, next song. The song
Ahora
is...
Sí.
Yes. What
say
does
it?
This mean? Ahora sí.
Oh, she sounds good.
Delaney, can you say it? Ahora sí.
Ahora. Good.
There you go.
Beautiful.
She got it.
Ahora sí. Okay. Isa, how you will say this beautiful word?
Ahora sí.
And Brenda?
Ahora sí.
Ahora sí. What does this mean?
This means now.
It's now, like, is a good time to do everything,
like
now?
Now, like, you're going to feel what I felt. So it's very, my songs are.
And that's when I met you. I said, you're a little zesty power, you know, bald lady. I see
I
you
am.
Are very, very strong, opinionated, beautiful,
thank
soft
you.
And strong yes. lady. I think that's the mix that is the bestest, you know, because you have two sides. And
two
you say,
sides, yeah.
Yeah.
Bipolar.
Oh, I would say no, you know what you want, but if you decide to be soft, you are. And your songs will be always little on a parallel part of being little aggressive and but still about love, about feelings. Yeah. Okay, then you say you need to tell us a little bit more about the song, the lyrics.
Well, it's pretty much Ahora sí, you know, it's talking about, you know, telling him that now you're gonna feel what you did to me. You know, you're gonna feel it. That's pretty much it. I mean, how else can I put it?
You
just,
want
you're
him
gonna
to
feel it.
Suffer,
just
pain
feel,
and suffer.
And you know what he put me through. Now I'm gonna put him through.
Are you talking about my life?
I'm talking a lot about a lot
I
of
feel the
women
same
life.
About certain person too.
A lot of women go through that situation, so I think a lot of us can relate.
And I think guys are really going through heartaches too. You know,
they do. They do. But I'm a woman, so I have to be out with my women.
I love you, yes. And we can cry together, or we can get stronger and just enjoy our life.
Stronger.
And start all over, you know.
Yes.
Third, four times around, who cares? You know, just start all over and build our lives together. This song, I cannot wait to play. Okay. Gloria Soul. Please tell me again. I don't want to say wrong.
Ahora sí.
Ahora sí.
You said it nice.
Como angelito te tenía, pobre de ti.
Very, very cool.
That
I love it.
You.
I think, Gloria, you need to say hi to Stephanie Himonidis. This is the Chiqual baby that I was talking about.
Okay.
She's the number one DJ, you know, and obviously she's playing mariachi music, and she's just so strong DJ. Can you say hi to Stephanie?
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Stephanie, I'll just connect both of you, and I know you girls will like each other a lot. Okay, now we have introduction behind us, and what are you eating when you wake up in the morning?
What am I eating?
Yeah.
Fried eggs. Oh,
no.
I eat everything. So.
You do?
Yes.
You do. You exercise a lot?
Not really.
We love you more and more.
Great. Okay. Good. I thought you guys were going to hate me.
No. I love that. Okay, then why you look like that?
So I don't
pretty.
Know.
You were always
You know
tiny.
What? Maybe it's just my jeans. Okay, I think it's just jeans. I love food.
Yeah, me too. What about sweets?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we love you even more. We love how you sing. We love your song. I hope he felt the pain, and he will feel the pain for a long time. I know you'll be a star, if not already. You are one. You know, people, please go and check Gloria's website, official website.
GloriaSolOficial.com.
Yes. And please go and check Accent On for all links. And obviously go also on LA Talk Radio Accent On page and just download or listen live or do whatever you want to do, but please check this girl out. She's just gorgeous, and
we want
to hear more and more about her. And I know outside of that, will you be also recording a little bit hip-hop, a little bit ballad?
I will.
Like you have powerful voice.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll keep doing, you know, hooks here and there, but we're going to focus on this regional Mexican.
Yes, that's I agree with you. You just better, you have a corner, and you need to kill it.
Yes, thank you.
Isa. Okay, I need to know a little bit more about you. I know you have this gorgeous entertainment.
As of now, I've launched my own entertainment company. I'm, management, booking, marketing, all music-driven projects. Gloria Sol is the only Latin, and regional Mexican project that I'm working with. Booking bands into casinos in Las Vegas and throughout California. I'm working with various DJs, EDM, dance music DJs, working with a show, actually. That's more of a Vegas kind of show. I've got a lot of good projects right now.
I know that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You are so quiet. But if you are looking for clients or clients are looking for you?
Well, both. But right now I've got a good amount. I don't like to over put too much on my plate, to be honest. I like to focus on, this several things that I've got and then really get results, otherwise you get too distracted. And
you are not writing anymore?
No, I very interestingly enough, I mean, I was, an artist myself back in the day.
And you were singing.
I was signed to EMI
and
Publishing.
You were a percussionist, yes. You are.
Yeah, then I started playing percussion for other acts and went on tours and all that stuff. But I kind of just
give us some names.
Behind.
Who did you remix? Because you are a great remixer, too.
When I had my studio and I was a producer remixer, I did remixes for Paulina Rubio.
Hello.
Like dance house music, Whitney Houston track. Erykah Badu, would do remixes, club versions of some of their regular tracks. I love doing it. You never know. Maybe I'll do that again. But right now, I went on to the other.
You are like in the waves. You are just developing something, then putting a little bit on the side, then you including to next step in your life, and then always like in a parallel to what you do. But you are reaching left and right
it's
and left
related.
And right.
And that history, my background helps me with the artists that I'm working with, and it gives me a further dimension than just a straight business person, so
woman power.
A nice
we have
attribute.
Wonderful guests today, because really, really we are all very hardworking ladies.
Yes.
And we all dream, and we have our and I will have probably ups and downs, but that's what life is. Nobody said it's easy and will be easy, but you know what, with beautiful energy, great teeth, beautiful blonde hair or short hair, and our children on our laps, we are just very happy ladies. Yeah. Hi Brenda, I'm going to you because you are one of those mellow, beautiful friend of mine. In a way, you are just calming every time when I talk to you. When you were bringing your girls to lessons, to singing lesson, like I say, I'm coaching really nice talented girls. You had so much on your plate, but somehow you were always calm. I remember once when you had this big, big, very big in a Kenyan club event we were putting together mm-hmm. entertainment, and we knew that things need to be done. It was so, so close. And you had this bigger car. I met you. I just came to you. You sat in a chair and you cried. I'm like, Brenda, I never saw you. You cried. Your tears were falling down. I say, I have so big head. I have so much things to do. I don't know how I will do all. And I'm like, wow, this lady, she's so calm, but she's just inside probably overwhelmed and with so much things to do. And I knew that is your personality, to become calm. But really, you maybe sometimes are doing too much. What do you think, with three girls?
Well, that pretty much describes my life.
And then you have hundreds of thousands of children around the world that you really single-handed you want to save. And I told you it's not so easy. You know, but you really are doing amazing job, Brenda. We didn't have you for like 3 months right now, and I miss you a lot. Because you are you can prove that one woman can change so much in a world, not of one child, of hundreds of children. You really, you brought to life hundreds of children right now from El Salvador. I know you always say it's not only me, but if not for you, this will never happen. Please tell us very fast how your relationship with the Gift of Light started and mm-hmm. what was before. Okay, can you just explain us?
Do you want me to start all the way back with Delaney?
Yes. Just that's the very important part, how one thing can change everything in your life.
All right. Well, I have with me today my youngest daughter here in the studio.
Hi, Delaney.
Say hello.
Hi.
And she's healthy, she's gorgeous, she's beautiful, and very talented.
Yes, and she's 11 years old now.
And you are dancing?
I'm still Irish dancing.
And you are winning a lot of competition?
Sometimes.
And your sister, what is her name?
Kylie and Jamie.
And, you know, they both are amazing when it comes to Irish dancing, too, yes? They are winning all the time, too.
Sometimes too.
I know, I love this sometimes too. Sometimes she's so sweet. Okay, come back. Everything started because of Delaney.
It really
birth.
Started because of Delaney, yes. When she was born, she was diagnosed at 1 week of age with congenital heart disease. And we were told at the time that she would not see her first birthday if she didn't have open heart surgery to correct the defects in her heart. So that first year of her life was one of the most difficult of, you know, all of us. And thank God we live in this great country where there's great medical technology available to us, and we had all these resources available to us. And within, you know, literally 7 days of her life, she was under the care of a great cardiologist and was medicated and able to, you know, struggle but grow to a point where it was safe enough to perform the open heart surgery on her. And we thank God every day that, you know, it was successful and we were able to have the doctors here save her life. And as a way of saying thank you for that and giving back, we decided after her surgery, after we knew that she was going to be okay, that we wanted to do something to give back. And here in the United States, actually, everybody is very fortunate. Even if you are a person who doesn't have medical insurance or you don't have a lot of money, congenital heart disease is a life-threatening illness, and you can walk into any medical facility that cares for pediatric cardiac cases, and they have to care for you. In developing countries, that does not happen. And these people walk into the hospital if they're lucky enough to get to a hospital, because most of them have to walk for miles, sometimes days, to get to a hospital, and they're literally told to take their children home and let them die in peace. And I've heard mothers tell me that time and time again, and I try and put myself in their place and think, oh my God, if I was told that when I brought my daughter to the doctor, imagine how I would have felt. And that's really my motivation every day, for just getting up every day and working to, you know, provide hope not only to the children but to these parents around the world, because they really have nowhere to go. And so that's really the focus of Gift of Life International, is for us to develop programs. Now, you know, before the big recession hit, we used to bring children to the United States and we would have them operated here, but the recession was a big wake-up call for us, because now we really realize that that actually was a good thing for us, because we can help so many more children by using those same dollars but taking medical teams down to developing countries. And not only are we saving the children's lives and saving more with the same amount of money, but we're also training the doctors in these countries, training the nurses, and they're now able to operate on their own children in their own countries, even without training teams there. And so we're now operating on so many more children on a regular basis and developing sustainable programs in some of these countries so that all of these children and all of the parents now have a place to go, and they all have hope and they have a healthy future ahead of them. And it's really a wonderful thing to be part of, and, you know, to think that it kind of all started with my daughter here.
You know, I'm just silent because first you just beautifully describe almost everything. It's so easy to understand what you are doing. You're just trying to raise money to help children who need our help. Mm-hmm. You know, and children that in America are take care of if they have this problem. That's why we are going outside of America, because in the poor countries, they cannot get this help.
No, they don't.
Then, you know, and people say, oh, I know why you don't take care of Americans' children, because we have covered this problem here. God, thank you, is the bestest country in the world.
Yeah, you're so fortunate if you're, you know, if you're a child or the parent of a child that is born with congenital heart disease here, and I'm sure many other illnesses that are life-threatening. I mean, we're just so blessed that we have such amazing medical technology here, and that there are laws in place that you know, you're not turned away.
Then, you know, I'm trying with Brenda to find a way to just get to people's hearts and just say, you know, doesn't matter how little you give, send a little bit money, just find Gift of Life International. Brenda, give us all the links and contact Accent On, you know, and just say, I would like to help. And I am always trying to create maybe some cute ideas. You know, obvious shows are good because we can bring people and people really understand. They purchase stuff that we bring. You know, they just donate money for the children. They see the big pictures and then feels really, really so like urgent. Oh my gosh, I see this poor picture of the boy who is 2 months old or three and maybe he'll die. You know, and the people open their pockets and they just give money. And I was giving. All my friends were very happy to help. But a lot of people will never see the show, never see the concerts. And what can we do? How can we make somebody who listens to our radio to understand that it's not so hard to help? You just need to somehow find a way. And we have, I think I found the crazy little tiny way. Maybe it's a silly way. Maybe it's a good way. What about if your child has a birthday party? You have a wedding anniversary. You have a birthday party. You have gatherings. You have girlfriend's night. You know, instead of have only presents, which we all need to get because presents are good. But outside of that, if you say, if somebody will give above the present $10 to one little tiny envelope, and we will say Gift of Life, or we'll post this, maybe Brenda, you can create the certificate, because if we will can do stuff like that, if thousands places all around LA, every day somebody has birthday or bar mitzvah or Christian or whatever beautiful things we are doing with gathering, small or big, you know, in the backyard. And then we have this tiny envelope. We'll send you a certificate. We'll send you a little beautiful thank you note. We will tell you what the child really will get help. Or you will just feel good that you brought the people together, not only for sake of having fun, but also whatever amount of money for sure will help a baby child to get better, and probably they will live and survive, and they will live happy ever after, because that's what is magic of this operation, that if it's done well, never comes back, and the children are breathing, living, and sometimes not easy. I'm trying to be too optimistic. I know that some children have many operations, one after another, you know, and I know that you really go back and forth to El Salvador all the time, you know. But we need to start somewhere. And I like this idea of having gatherings, parties, any celebration that we have around, you know, in our houses, with friends, just little tiny little envelope with cash or whatever, contact Accent On, contact Brenda Small, again, LA chapter of Gift of Life International, and we will contact you, give us your phone number, we'll give you everything what you need, then we'll send you some beautiful thank you note, and you'll be one of us who feels so good when you see the eye of healthy child, you know, and know that you did the difference.
Actually, Alona, I just wanted to add to what you just said there, if that's okay. You know, for people to feel good about what they're doing, I mean, I honestly don't know what could be better than having a part in saving a child's life. I mean, I live this every single day, but I don't know how many people are out there that can say, you know, I really had a part in saving a child's life. And, you know, your idea is great because a birthday celebration or any type of celebration, if they give from their heart, what they're really doing is allowing a child to have another birthday who otherwise would not. And so, you know, your celebration creates a celebration,
biggest celebration
for
the
others
biggest.
Who don't have the same opportunity. So it's actually a really great idea.
Yay.
And I want everybody to know as well that, you know, we follow all of the children around the world that we operate on. We don't just operate and forget about them. We have offices set up in different countries around the world. And so when we operate on a child, we do follow up after them. We have aftercare programs where we help them with nutrition and vocational training for the parents and that type of thing afterwards. So, you know, if you wanted to do something like that where you have a celebration of some sort and you want to send in a donation to Gift of Life, we will make sure that we follow up and designate that to a specific child, and you will get a picture of that child. You'll get a little story about the child. Sometimes we're fortunate enough to be able to go and do a home visit where they live, and you can get pictures of their living conditions, which are in most cases very appalling. But it'll give you a, you know, a sense of, you know, I really made a difference. And you, and it's true, you really do.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be a lot. I mean, we can do a lot with a little bit. As a matter of fact, we have this new texting donation thing.
Okay,
that
number. Can you give us?
You can text the word hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S, don't forget the S, to 52,000, 52,000. And automatic $10 donation will be charged to your cell phone number. So, you know, just even as little as $10 can go a
Absolutely.
Long way, because if everybody texts the word hearts to 52,000, we can do a lot with that.
You know, I don't know if we can put a price on operation for every child, but I know that it's not so much money to save child's life in a way.
You would be actually very, very surprised with the programs that we have been able to develop over the last few years. We have this program called Our Hearts Are In, which is developing sustainable pediatric cardiac programs, specifically right now in El Salvador, Uganda, and Jamaica. And we've been able to work with medical supply companies and medical teams and, you know, the teams and the hospitals in those countries. And a surgery that here in the United States would cost upwards of $100,000, we can actually take teams down there and we can save a child's life for around $1,000. It depends on which country we're going to, and it depends on the complexity
$1,000
of surgery. $1,000 can save a child's life.
If you know that somebody needs you to live life happy because they can die in front of you, will you not give $1,000? Yes, everybody will find $1,000 between friends. Can we do that? I think we can do it. Accent On can put Accent On this beautiful charity and the goal. We have a goal. Every celebration that is around our households, we have small, tiny envelope. That envelope can go to Brenda Small, president of Gift of Life, LA chapter. You know, and just we'll give on Accent On, we'll give all information. We'll try to talk about this. We'll bring commercial every Monday that somebody can always put down the number that you, Brenda, gave us. We will be talking about this once a month. You will be here or calling from El Salvador. Yes, mm-hmm. Next month you'll be having visit in El Salvador, yes?
Yes, I'll be doing a medical mission the first week of October. We have a great, great medical team coming down there. We're very excited, actually. We have an aftercare team for the ICU from Boston Children's, who is rated number one in the United States for pediatric cardiac care. And they're going to be joined by a surgical team from Chain of Hope UK.
Wow.
And like world-renowned surgeons and doctors and nurses. So we're very excited. We're going to be doing some complex
cases. Isa, we need to put show together. I'm telling you, we need to do some big event. I don't know. And we put accent on people with accents, amazing artists from all over. German, Swedish people, Italian mm-hmm. people, all my friends, you know, Americans, everybody will come on the stage.
I know Gloria's
all
music would be very, very
yes.
well accepted.
We can move the mountains, girls. We really can do it. Doesn't need to be big stage. We can start from 500 people, you know, and because I'm saying everybody, if we even $10 for every person we'll get, come on, we have 5 children saved. You know, if we always will raise much more, but, you know, who cares? We need to just do something that doesn't cost organization money, because this organization gives 80-90% of money goes straight to the children. Yes?
I think it's 96%.
96%
of
money.
Because we are a volunteer organization. Almost everybody worldwide is a volunteer.
It's
so,
really amazing.
And you can see all of the children that we've helped and the medical teams that are going to different places on our Facebook page, Gift of Life International Facebook page. And of course, visit us on our website, giftoflifeinternational.org or giftoflifela.org. And of course, on Accent On.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brenda. You'll be back. You'll be calling in with your doctors like you did before. This is very, very always exciting for me to hear unusual accents too, because sometimes doctors speak different languages.
Yeah, we'll
too.
Have a lot of different accents.
I love it. And we all are helping children. It's not your child, it's not my child, it's somebody else's child, but it's our child. And that's what we will do. And I think next month or maybe next few days, we'll be having also students from USC who also are creating beautiful show, you know, and show that money will be dedicated to Brenda's cause. I call this Brenda's cause, sorry. Gift of Life International, you know, but I will always remember you because we started to work together. But we'll be creating concert show also that, you know, young people will really bring talents and will try to bring you and doctors, and we'll see if we can raise some money or awareness or whatever we can do, we'll do it. And we'll have children that are 19 years old, 20 years old, people from USC, and they'll be talking how they are involved with this project. It's
That's
just
great.
Exciting. And it's so exciting that I need to just plug into my own success, because Easy Come, Easy Go, that I'm playing for last, I don't know, many weeks, is right now charting on iDanceRadio.fm. And this is a very, very important chart, top 100 songs. And Ilona Europa is on spot number 10. And I'm above Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, I am above Cher, I am above many important, very important people, and sometimes I'm lower than 10, but you know what, I captured when I was number 10, and I hopefully I'm staying there for longer, but you know, we'll see how long I can climb and stay on this chart, because there's only two or three people that are indie, which means independent artists, the rest of them are big money push artists. Then please, please listen to our accent on Love My Song, Easy Come, Easy Go. This is life, easy come, easy go. But the easy, we like the word easy. You know, then hopefully life will be easy for all of us. And just love you all. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Gloria. Thank
no
you,
problem.
Isa. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you,
Delaney. We
thank
love you.
You.
And Ilona Europa. And easy come, easy go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said, maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said, sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to
easy come, easy go, easy come. love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.